B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
1 o'clock!
Happy 1 o'clock. Cuz ready with the tunes. Don't forget 1:10. Tuesdays and Thursdays, we play a little Cuzzo sports trivia. Cuzzo 4 for 4 trivia. And today's theme, bubble trivia. That's right. Sixers bubble trivia. Here's Tyrone. We say, Ty guy, get ready for a scintillating Sixers-Suns game, the Outsiders. Got a lot of Neto tonight. Oh, yeah. It's trash day in the NBA. No, for the Sixers, no Tobias, no Joe, no Jay Rich. All the Korkmazes and the Netos that you want and the Shakes that you want. Ugh. By the way, I'm not so sure that we want to play Boston, Andrew. Now, with Simmons, you match up. You know why? Because you have the length and defense to play. You can frustrate Kemba's. Now, with Shake playing Kemba, Kemba going to go off. You feel me? Yeah. So, that's that. Let's get back to the phone line, shall we? Frank in Westchester. Frankie, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, cuz.
What do you say, Frankie? Frank?
Everybody good?
What's going on, man?
How's Marinovich? You seeing a shrink yet?
No, not yet. I refuse. You want to hear a quick story?
I'd love to.
All right. I had the greatest night last night, two nights ago. Were you at the casino? I hear the noise in the background. Anyway, Frank, so my Anthony says to me, because my wife says, listen, do you want to play a different? Oh, we lost him. So, Andrew, my wife says to Anthony, we sit him down. He plays baseball, but, you know, I could tell he doesn't have the baseball in him. Osmo's got the baseball in him. So she says to him, because we're going to get, Moss, he's going to go, and we're getting him these private lessons or whatever, you know, type of thing. But, you know, if Anthony's not into it, you know, whatever. So she says to him, now I'm in the kitchen. I can hear the whole thing. And she says to him, is there another, now he plays basketball for his school team, but who knows what's going to happen.
Right.
She says to him, is there another sport that you would like to play? And she throws out, nothing wrong with tennis. I think tennis is a great athlete. But he's a monster kid. Like, he's a big boy. He says to her, I like to play, you know what I like to do? I would really like to play football. Right?
So, and there you are in the other room.
Oh, man. She goes, flag? She goes, you didn't like flag. He went, no, I want to play real football. And I have to admit, right, because I've argued, her and I have argued for years over this thing, right, that it should have come up. And I made a pledge not to push anything. Like, I truly believe, like, whatever you want to play, I don't care what it is, I'm behind you. If you know, as long as you play something, you got to play something. You don't have to be good at it. You just got to play something. And he said, "I almost spit out drinking a glass of water. I almost spit it out when he said that." I went, "Yeah!"
You walked in. What did you say, son?
I did. I said, "What did you say?" And he said, I want to play football. I went,
yes.
You got it, dude. I have to admit, I was a little excited. Let's go to, I don't know where he's going to play. Not this year. Let's go to Rodriguez in Middleton. Rodriguez.
Mi hermano, ¿qué pasa?
Very good, my friend. Very good, mi hermano.
Mi mucho amigos.
That's it, brother. We are mucho amigos.
Hey, man, it's been a while, man.
How you been, brother?
I'm being good, man. I went to Florida. I spent some time in Palm Beach with my son. And, you know, Puerto Rico, you know the beautiful out there. And I'm back.
Did you go to San Juan? Did you fly into San Juan, or where'd you go?
Hey, San Juan, that's my place. I'm from Aguadilla.
Oh, wow.
I'm from Aguadilla, so I'm like an hour and a half from San Juan.
I used to go all the time years ago.
Yeah,
I love it.
I'm more to the farming areas and the mountains. The mountains, oh man,
that's beautiful. I love Puerto Rico. I gotta tell you, I love Puerto Rico, man.
There's nothing like it when you get up in the morning, man, and those mountains are there and the fresh air.
It's gorgeous. You know what I love? That old San Juan. Old San Juan is, I love that. It feels like you're in Spain.
Yeah.
It really does. Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, because it was built by Spaniards back in the 1500s. So you get the feeling of the cannons, you know, and all that. You know, it's beautiful, man. It's gorgeous. But, hey, man. Man, you know what? The Sixers, man, it's like this. I used to talk to Mike about this all the time because I used to work for the Sixers back in the 80s. I did security for the Spectrum. So, you know, I met...
Are you serious? I did that. I worked at the Spectrum in the 80s.
Yeah, I did security.
I was in high school. I worked there.
I was there for a security company. I was about 25 at the time.
Yeah, 87. Yeah. I was there. I was an usher. I wore
what
did you wear? The red? I wore the blue.
Yeah, we had like... That stupid red top.
Yeah, the maroon. Yeah, exactly. I was there.
Oh, man. Jeez. How about that? I'm 58 now, so I'm getting up there. But I was just remembering those days, man. You know, I met Moses Malone, and I met Charles Barkley later on, and Maurice Cheek, the championship team. Let me tell you, man, it saddened to me because the Sixers are very much in my heart because of the time that I spent there. And to see this team, man, that we finally had something just 2 years ago when we went far in the playoffs. We finally had something. We had those five guys. I was thinking the process is working. That's what I was thinking. Man, I can't believe it. The process is actually working. We had JJ. We had Jimmy, you know, Simmons and MB. We had those five guys that came out in Sports Illustrated. Man, and all of a sudden, bro, we're back to two guys.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Things can change back. They're
I don't know, man.
I'm telling you, things they need to tweak it. They need a new voice. But this thing isn't over. I still believe in it.
I kind of lost hope. I don't think this is the championship team, and I really don't.
Well, right now, they're not, but they can be. They got to tweak this thing, and I think they can, Rodriguez. I think they can.
I hope they do, man. But you know what? I don't see it. And it's a shame because the Sixers got a special part of my heart, you know, because of the 83 team, you know.
Of course. We love each of the four teams. You have a special relationship with all of them. Rodriguez, have a great day, my friend. All
right? See you, mi hermano.
But, again, and we'll talk to Vince coming up. And I don't know if he's on board or he wants out of this process, but we'll do that. But I got to tell you, I'm not ready to bail altogether. I'm just not. I still think those two can play together. I just want to tweak it and see what a new voice has to say. All right. Time now for a little Cuzzo 4-for-4 trivia. The winner gets a Primo's gift card, $25. Not just a hoagie. It's a Primo. We got, here's the deal. We need two contestants. You got to call the contest line right now, 215-263-0975, 215-263-0975. The first two callers will have a chance to play the Cuzzo trivia game. And you'll square off. And today, Andrew, it's NBA bubble trivia. That's what today is. The bubble trivia for the NBA. Sixers bubble trivia. I meant, you know, it's all 4-for-4 trivia. So we'll do a little 4-for-4 Sixers bubble trivia. Check out. I'm seeing everybody get started. We love our Cuzzo trivia. Don't forget we have an app coming out. We're going to hopefully be out sometime later this month and then right around Labor Day for available for you guys to download and play the game. We're going to have some fun playing the game, but we're looking forward to it because Tunis is the Lord of the Questions. Some great questions that he's come up with. You know you're the Lord of the Questions.
Oh, of course, yeah. I'm having a blast.
Speaking of which, you have them?
Yes, they will be brought to you shortly.
Because we have a couple of contestants that
well,
I want to get
them.
To. We shall. We're going to first meet Gabe from Feasterville. What do you say, Gabe?
Hey, what's up, brother? This is Coquito Gabe.
Oh, what's happening, my man? Taquito Dave?
I can't call it, man. You know, how you doing, brother?
Good, Gabe. We love, speaking of Puerto Rican fare, you bring some great Puerto Rican fare to the station. We love it.
Yes, and I plan on bringing some more when we're able to logistically put that in place.
I love it. I love it. All right, let's meet your contestant from South Philadelphia. Let's say hello to Ethan. What do you say, Ethan? How are you, buddy?
How you doing? Long time listener, first time caller. I'm excited.
Aw, welcome, brother. I appreciate that. We're excited to have you. You guys ready to play a little bubble NBA 4-for-4 trivia?
I'm sure. Play some trivia.
I love it. I love it. All right. Gabe, you're first to call it in the air. The lucky penny. Tunis has it. You call heads or tails?
Heads.
Go ahead, Tunis.
We got tails.
Tails never fails. That means Ethan has... You want to go first or second? I presume second?
Yeah, I'll go second.
Here you go, buddy. You got last ups. You know how the game is played. We play five with our innings. You each get a question. You can steal. Whoever gets the most out of the five frames wins the $25 Primo's gift card. Gabe, you're up first. Here you go. Who was the first team the Sixers played in the bubble?
It wasn't the Pacers because that one counted.
The first game they played in the bubble. Who was the first team they played in a real game in the bubble?
In a real game? A game that counted?
Yes.
The Pacers.
Indiana's correct.
Yay!
All right, Eve. Who was the first team they beat in the bubble?
Is that me?
Yes, Ethan. I'm sorry, I said Ethan.
Spurs.
The Spurs is correct. Yay! Look at that. Not even a... He didn't even... there wasn't even a pause.
Until he found out it was his name that was called.
Yeah, I said Ethan. That was my fault. I called you Ethan. As all a good. Kind of friend, you know, I like the friend. I like to shorten people's
we're
names.
We're friends now. It's cool.
Exactly. Gabe, here you go. Who scored the most points in a single bubble game for the Sixers?
Josh Richardson.
Josh Richardson is incorrect. Ethan.
Joel Embiid.
Joel Embiid is correct.
Let's go. Hey,
41-21.
Yeah, you got
what a schmuck.
Yeah, it's all right, Gabe. All right, I just go by the list. Ethan is up. Who scored the second most points in a bubble game for the Sixers?
Josh Richardson.
Josh Richardson is correct.
Let's go.
Ethan up 3-1. Going to the top of the third. All right. Here you go, Gabe-a-roo. Who scored the most points against the Sixers in a bubble game?
Damian Lillard.
No.
No, it's TJ Warren, 53 points.
Correct. TJ Warren.
I better stick to food.
It's 4-1, and Ethan, who has not gotten anything wrong, can take a commanding lead. All right. Give me the teams in order that the Sixers have played, Ethan.
Pacers. Spurs. Ooh. Wizards. Magic. Hurry up.
I need an answer.
Trailblazers.
Yes. Is correct. Gabe, you ran into a buzzsaw.
Yeah, my buzzsaw is named Gabe. I'm terrible.
Oh, my God. Ethan.
Thank you.
Wow, 5-1. For you to force overtime right now, Gabe, you got to get both your questions right and steal both of his.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. How many points did Shake Milton score in the first game in the bubble against Indiana?
Zero.
Zero's right!
Oh.
Gabe's still alive! How about it?
I'm hanging on by a thread.
I didn't know that one.
Look at that. That's impressive, man. All right. Here we go. Ethan, for the clinch. Who will be the last team the Sixers will face in the bubble before the start of the playoffs?
The Rockets? I don't know.
The Rockets is correct!
Oh,
he threw a buzzer beater from half court, and he switched it. Oh, my God. Congratulations, Ethan. You were tremendous. Gabe, wow. he was strong, Ethan.
Hey, he was very strong. Somebody should get that guy a 10-day contract.
Gabe Aru, I'll see you soon, my friend.
I'll be in touch very soon. Love you guys.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Ethan, you're amazing.
Thank you.
So what's your number one of the 4 for 4? Sixers?
Yeah.
Man, you are, you came in strong. You knew everything. The opponent thing, and I can almost hear your mind, right? You were trying to replay every game.
Yeah,
that's pretty impressive, man. It really is. Well, Ethan, you got a $25 Primo's gift card. So, will you hold on? And it was a pleasure, man. You're impressive.
Thank you very much. Pleasure being on.
Thanks, buddy. Hold on, and we'll get you the Primo gift card. Not just the Hokie, it's Primo. He was strong.
Yeah, Ethan knows his stuff, man.
The bubble trivia. You paying attention to the bubble trivia?
Got to.
Yeah. That's the beauty of the... It's funny, because some of the questions were fairly easy. You got to go back, and Gabe knew the Dame. Like, he had Dame on the front lobe, which I don't blame him. And you forget about what T.J. Warren did.
Because you forget about T.J. Warren, period.
Correct.
You're like, oh, all right, it makes sense that Dame Lillard put up over 50. He can
correct,
do that.
Yes.
T.J. Warren should not be putting up 50 against us.
No, he should not. That's for sure. All right, lots to get to. Still got a good half hour left on the in the program. 610-632-0975 is how you join us. We're going to have some picks coming up, so you always want to hang, make sure. How were our picks yesterday? You did good, didn't you? I don't think I did well.
You were 1 under .500, and yeah. I went 5-3.
All right.
We got some good records, though.
Yeah.
Back on track today.
All right.
I have a lot of plays.
Do you really? All right. Yeah. Well, we'll have some fun with our selections coming up next. It's Cuz Radio with the Chewness. That's right. Hanging out. Let's talk a little Corbelese. The great tomato pie. Let's have a conversation with my man Eddie, who is a security guy here at the One Battle Plaza. And Eddie said, you remember years ago you talked about bakery pizza? And I go, yeah, I love bakery pizza. And the thing about bakery pizza and the tomato pie is that it's great at any temperature. Like, I like it hot, but also room temp, tuna's cold, man.
Yes.
Perfect for a Sunday morning breakfast, which I like before football. And since 1924, the Corbelese family has dedicated their lives to serving the highest quality tomato pies. That's right. Corbelese family, 4 locations for your convenience now. Norristown, Limerick, Audubon, and Douglasville. Have your event catered by Corbelese Bakery and Deli. Your guests will be talking about how great the food was. Perfect for any gathering. Desserts, ridiculous. You're going to love them all. The great teams have a go-to guide when it comes to great tomato pie.
by friends at Corpolese Bakery and Deli. My go-to guy. See more at CorpoleseBakeryandDeli.com.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
One o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong and celebrating 50 years serving the people of Philadelphia. Visit injurylawyer.com.
All right, 130, 610-632-0975. How you doing us? 610-632-0975. Cuz Radio with the units. All right, let's get it started. We got picks. All right, Andrew.
Now, I'm going to give you one right away. They're currently losing. No, I just want to get this one out there. I did take on, for the record, the Magic 4.5. They're, you know, the favorites. They're losing the Nets right now, but I'm still going to put it out there that I took the Magic at the 4.5. So, even though they're losing, I'm still putting it out there.
Well, I respect that, man.
You know, it'd be wrong of me to say, oh, I didn't take them.
All right.
Just because they're losing.
That's good. Well, it's early, you know.
That TLC's lighting them up. Got 12 already in the first quarter.
Does he?
Yeah. Your boy.
TLC. He's got 13, actually.
How about that? They're probably losing even more.
All right. I'm going to start hockey. First day of the playoffs. And I got two plays. Actually, three. I like the Flames as a dog. I like the Hurricanes as a dog over the Bruins. Flames over the Stars. And I like Vegas over the Blackhawks.
All right, we have two similar plays in the hockey world. I do not have the Vegas game, but I have the Stars over the Flames. So we got a little head-to-head action there. But wow. I'm with you. Canes over the Bruins.
Canes.
Right away to go up 1-0. And then I have Canes. The Lightning over Columbus for the first game.
All right. You got really? You going to go Lightning?
Yes.
All right. I appreciate it. Let us go. By the way, what's our hockey spread? You have the hockey numbers? You give our records?
Oh, okay. Yes, you are currently 43-28.
43-28.
You
15
are
games over 500.
15-11 in the NBA, 8-5 in the old NHL, and 21-12 in Major League Baseball.
Wow.
I am 41-28. So just two games less than you. 13-9 in the NBA, 5-3 in the NHL, and 23-16 in Major League Baseball.
All right. There you have it. All right. Let's go to the NBA. You ready? I'll take. This is a slop. What a slop game. I'm going to go over the Sixers, 225. No defense playing play there. Against the Suns. So I'll go the over in that game. And I'll take the Spurs -4.5 over the Rockets.
So I'm actually going the under in the Sixers game.
Are you?
And the reason why was because I thought it was going to be a slop game the other night when I went over in the Sixers -5 against, not Portland, it was the Wizards. Or the Magic, excuse me. I ended up going under. So I'm gonna stick with the under this time.
All right.
But you're going with the Spurs over the Rockets?
Yeah, I like the Spurs over the Rockets. Because they're not playing anybody. And I actually like Dallas plus the points over the Mavs play. The
Portland,
Blazers,
I believe, right?
They're catching 2.5. I like the Dallas Mavericks. I think they're going to actually play some guys and they have a deep bench. So
I'm going against you in the Portland game.
Wow.
Portland earns a playoff spot with a win today.
I know. That's
and a
what
Phoenix
everybody's
loss.
Saying. Yeah.
So I'm going to go with Portland to get that win today to lock in the playoff spot. They need Phoenix to lose too, which isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'll take the Portland against you, Portland 2.5. And then inside your Spurs Rockets game, Russell Westbrook is playing, and James Harden is not, so you know Russell Westbrook's going to What do you call him? A stat what?
Whoa.
So I'm going to go with the Westbrook. Over 48.5 for the points, rebound, assist total.
That's good. That's if he, but he's got to play. That's the only thing you worry about.
Yeah.
All right, baseball. You ready? Baseball time. I'm going to go. I want to lay it with Phillies and Wheeler. But it's a steep price, 186, Andrew.
Yeah, they're playing the wretched Baltimore Orioles team.
And the Cobb. I just don't like the Phillies coming off a big
run game.
Yeah. I don't trust them. I'm not a lie I like in Major League Baseball today. I'll give you...
I got a cup.
I'm going to give you the Dodgers and Stripling I like.
The Dodgers lost yesterday, so it'll be a nice bounce back for them.
And I like Stripling a lot.
I'm going to go two plays in one game. Yankees over the Braves. I'm going to have the Yankees winning that game.
With Montgomery.
Montgomery versus Toussaint.
Tukey.
That also means I'm going to go the over 9.5 runs in that game. Yankees and Braves.
All right, there you go.
And then...
that's all I got. I don't really like...
Nationals over the Mets. For back-to-back wins over New York. And then White Sox disappointed me yesterday with the loss of Detroit. I think they bounce back today and beat the Tigers.
All right. You got it, buddy boy.
I'll surpass you in the total plays today.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Because you've made two more bets during our time.
Really?
I will be up two after this.
Yeah, I'm not feeling the baseball.
See, which is interesting. So you're feeling more basketball when it's... What trash day in the bubble?
Yeah, yeah. I'll be honest with you. I'm not in love with. I mean, I like those games. Today I will be watching hockey.
Hockey, yeah.
I'll be all about hockey today. I love the NHL playoffs, and the first round is fun because you got all the games going on. All right, there you have it. All right, finally, let's get back to the lines. Get open lines right now. It's 610-632-0975, several of them. Talk and process. In case you heard Chuck Fletcher, he was on with us earlier. We did a day. The theme was the rebuilds. And where are we? And I like to get back to some of the rebuild conversations on the architects. Because Hextall, and you so eloquently put it, died for our sins. Unlike Hinkie, right? I'm still in on the process. I think most people are fatigued and out and call it a failure. I'm the opposite. Philly's process, disaster. And why isn't there more heat on Klentak on a day when they should be enjoying themselves? A big laugher win where Aaron Nola strikes out 10. The talk is instead about Pivetta and the poison pen. Why is that, Andrew?
Because they have six guys with an ERA of 10 or higher right now in the bullpen. That's pretty bad.
Think about that for a second. Let that marinate.
Six guys.
Six guys in the bullpen. Six.
In a year where your bullpen... matters because you're playing every single day. You're playing doubleheaders every other day. Your bullpen matters this year, big time. It matters every year, but you can't rest guys, really.
Think about that.
And one of them is Adam Morgan, who you actually depend on because that's how bad your bullpen is.
Yeah. I mean, that's bad.
And that's six guys over 10. Like, Pivetta is in the eights.
Yeah.
Or in the sevens. Rosso's in the sevens and eights.
Yeah. That's bad. Bad, 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 bad.
Tommy Hunter said not to push the red button, though.
I mean, yeah. All right, Tom. Whatever you say, Tom. Let's go to Vince in Wilmington. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Vince.
Fellas, what's going on?
Hello, Vin. How's everything?
I'm doing well. How about you, Ant?
Good, buddy.
I got a comment on the process and then a question about Ben Simmons. The comment, I don't want to say... it was a success or a fail. I think they're getting what they deserve by what they did by tanking. I think they took it to another degree, And I think they failed on a few picks in Fultz and Okafor. Uh-huh. And Simmons is a bad fit. And I think what you got in Embiid, what we're finally coming to see, is a guy who is unprofessional and a guy who doesn't love the game. And he doesn't have that want to be great. So I think in turn, in a way, Sixers are coming right back to where they started from in that purgatory that we didn't want to be in. But I think that's just what it is wind up going to be just because of what they put in to get where they're at.
Do you give them any leeway when it comes to the fact that they've only been playing together for 3 years, Embiid and Simmons, and that you know the history of the league where it takes some time for right. these guys to play and really mature? I mean, I think with both guys, there are maturity issues, right?
For sure. Embiid's been in the league for a while, and he still can't come in shape at all. And hearing that podcast, it really seems like I think we've seen it too. He doesn't love the game. He loves being dominated against the bad bigs in the league. But he comes against Gasol, who's one of the better defenders in the league last year, and he kind of fell into the shell. You know what I'm saying? Like he doesn't want that. He doesn't want the greatness. He wants to beat up on the little guys. He doesn't want to be.
I don't know. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I love the big man. I do. Do I wish he would do it on a nightly basis? And do I think he should mature a little bit? I thought he came in pretty good shape. I mean, he's been playing pretty good ball in the bubble.
Yeah, but it's always hit or miss. I mean, he did start off well. Then he had this past game or the game before that he came out kind of flat in the first half. We're just looking for that consistency. And I thought he was turning the corner. But we'll see in the playoffs now that it's all on his shoulders. This is going to be big for his, I think, his future, in my opinion. And then the one question on Ben Simmons is what does Ben do as a modern point guard? Like, what does Ben do as a modern point guard?
Well, if your definition of a modern point guard is a combo guard who scores, well, then he doesn't. What he does is he can take the ball in the basket. I think you saw that, right?
Right.
So he's been doing that. And you know, like, listen, he's a terrific facilitator and a terrific defender. I agree. You know, he's got to be able to shoot the ball. I mean, it comes back
right.
to that.
Because that's what I was just trying to get at. Because I think the modern point guard is the pick and roll heavy kind of thing. Because the spacing, it's not like how it was in the 80s and 90s. Guys, the teams and coaches have gotten smarter that they need to fill out the space. They can't. You can't just have one guy who's dominant in the mid range because they're going to be help coming. You can't get a guy who goes to the rim all the time because they're going to be help coming. That's why the shooting is such a big thing in today's NBA, and that's why Brown likes. I mean, I don't think he wants to play this way, but he's kind of forced this way because when Ben's out there, once he's crashing, you're going to have to get up threes. That's going to be the only shot.
I disagree though. I mean, I do think I agree to a point. But I think you go overboard when it comes to mid-range. I think as long as you can knock down shots, perimeter shots, you'll create spacing. I get your point. You push it out 3 feet, you got a little bit more space where guys can't come back. But again, if you're shooting an 18-foot jumper, you can knock that down. I know analytically it's not smart because you're supposed to shoot a 21-foot.
No, I mean, it's smart for the guys who can hit it, like the mid-range, like the great shot creators in today, the Booker, the Beals. But the thing is, you have to be able to shoot from three in order to get to the mid-range because they'll keep going under the screen.
Unless you're going to go run more back stuff and post up more.
Which
Brett has never done. Hey, Vin, I always enjoy your calls, man.
Of course.
Thank you, my friend.
Run along, brother.
Have a great one. Let's go to C.D. Dan. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. C.D. Dan.
What's up, brother?
What's going on? Man. Good, C.D. Dan.
Hold on. I got to get you off the radio here. How's that?
Thank you, my friend.
Yeah. So, dude, I am so done with the Sixers team. Not for the future, going with the process. I do believe that, like you, they can build it into something, but this year, though, it's not just because Simmons is out. It's been a mess from the beginning of the year, and it hasn't stopped. I think it was Stazak. Joe Stazak was on during the weekend. I think maybe Saturday, and he played like a clip of Stephen A. And usually I'm not big on Stephen A. But he hit it the nail on the head like perfectly. Dude, it's something, and like. you can't put blame on Justin Embiid or Brett Brown or Simmons or this or that. It's just there's always something, dude. And once he made that move with Ben to the four and put Shake at the point, I kind of felt like he didn't know what the hell he was doing. And now with Simmons out, I just don't think we have any chance. Maybe get past the first round in the playoffs. Where do you say it? Like, what should I be looking for here?
Yeah, I mean, without Simmons, I have no hope.
Well, what are you watching? I mean, I'm watching because I love the team. What do you mean? What are you watching for?
They got the only hope they have is to get out of the first round with Embiid playing like Wilt.
Yeah. Obviously, the championship aspirations are gone without Simmons. I don't know if he can come back later in the playoffs. I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, they're talking about, but he's
not.
They don't look right. They haven't figured it out. They need to tweak it. They need a new voice. I mean, it's pretty clear now.
I'll tell you what, I'm psyched for some playoff hockey, then. I'll tell you that. That's going to be awesome. And you know how them players play. They'll die for that cup. And I don't mean that in that sense.
Yeah, of course.
Seriously, they take it, so it should be good.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be a blast. Actually, I think it's going to be I love it. We always talk about playoff hockey being end to end and filled with all kinds of excitement. It's going to be awesome. I'm with
it. And it's just like I can't wait for the Flyers tomorrow. And like that's where I was getting with the Sixers thing is like you're just like going into the playoffs and there's no excitement whatsoever about it at all.
First of all, they played horribly.
Well, we waited all year and suffered through this crap. I wanted to have one series.
Too.
I was like, let's go.
Dude, I felt the same way. And I was hoping that after the scrimmages that they would be better, right? Like all the talk of the scrimmages was, oh, my God, it's going to be great, And, here they are, they're slop. And he should never have taken a ball out of Simmons' hands. He should have done it.
Yeah, I know. But I guess it's a moot point now, honestly. Yeah. I guess we'll just enjoy our Flyers and maybe hope for a miracle for the Sixers. I don't know.
I hear you, Dote. You're the man.
All right.
Buddy. Take care. CD Dan.
Anthony, I have two Jim Salisbury tweets that I would like to read to you. See if this...
Bullpen?
Yes. One is that Jim is hearing that relievers David Robertson, remember him? He's actually a member of the Philadelphia Phillies. David Robertson and Ranger Suarez are headed north from Clearwater to continue mound progressions. Robertson is coming back from Tommy John surgery, Suarez from COVID protocol. Neither is ready to help yet, need to face hitters, etc., but we could see them at some point this season. Now, obviously, Ranger Suarez is not something to get too excited about.
No.
But hopefully, if David Robertson has something in the tank.
Dude, I mean, seriously with that. Look at that, talk about a horrible signing.
Yeah. Number two, this one should excite some people. He's hearing incredible buzz of potential Phillies bullpen moves, one being Connor Brogdon, not Malcolm Brogdon, but Connor Brogdon being strongly considered for a promotion. He's a righty out of the pen, mid-90s fastball, nice changeup. I watched him pitch in some of the inter-squad games. He looked pretty good. So we'll see. He's better than what you have.
Yeah.
He could be another J.D. Hammer who they were all excited for, comes up, and then boom, gets knocked around. But hopefully he's better.
I mean, seriously, what am I going to say with that?
He's a guy that they respect in the minor league system.
Again, it's a Klentakian production. This thing's a disaster. It just is. They're not going to make the playoffs, and it's going to be in the lap of the general manager who has been a failure. I mean, to try out that pen to begin with, she should have been fired. We talk about rebuilds all the time. What's his? They were bad from the last good year they had was 2011. Yeah. So the next 2 years, you forgive. You forgive 2012. You forgive 2013 because that's the end of the run.
Yes.
Right? So they're the two buffer years. And all of a sudden, once you get past 2013, Ruben's trying to desperately. Throw some things at
Marlon
the wall.
Bird.
You know, whatever. I get it. Trying to figure it out. It's tough. It's heading down. All right. You throw that year away. All right. And then the minute Klentak takes over with McPhail, the clock's starting on a rebuild. And it's years later, And we're still, we've been through Gabe and that travesty. And now here we are, and this team, you know, they kind of lucked out that there was this kind of fake schedule because they couldn't last 162.
No way. But this bullpen, hell no. They might not be able to last 60, but.
Right. 162 yeah, with this bullpen. And he came up north with it, which shows you just how bad he is.
Yeah, a lot of these names were in the bullpen last year. That wasn't good. I know they brought in some other guys like Trevor Kelly. They call up Ramon Rosso and they try some new things. I mean, but
this is all these are garbage.
I mean, come on. Some of these names were here last year.
This is terrible. It's just absolute. It's farcical is what it is. And that's where I keep going back to it and say, how is he left with a job? All right, I'm sorry because I wanted to get Zach up here. Zach, I got like 30 seconds. Zach, I'm sorry. What's happening, brother?
Not too much, man. Always good just to listen to you. I've been listening all day about the rebuild. I just, you know, Sixers, they were the most exciting rebuild. Everyone was paying the most attention. I think that's why we're the most upset about it. Phillies, that's garbage. Flyers, awesome rebuild. My main question was, is Ron Hextall the new Ed Wade? I know you got to go, but
it's a great one. He's certainly the new Hinkie. I mean, Tunis, I think aptly said it. He died for our sins.
Yes, and a story real quick about your son saying he wanted to play football. Same thing happened when I told my dad I wanted to wrestle. He drove the hour to my mom's house and was like, oh, really? Let's go get shoes. So like, I totally get it. I totally get it. That was awesome.
I love you, Zach.
Man, I love that.
Thanks, my brother. You're the man, Zach. Thank you, buddy. I'm out of time. Everybody stay tuned. Mikey Miss coming up next. Thanks for listening. Be careful. See you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.